The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
When the Bnei Yisrael came to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is in Shmos Parshas Yisrael, Perek Yutes Pasuk Tes. Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Be'av HaAmon. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm coming to you in a heavy, thick cloud. Ba'avur Yishma Ha'om B'dabri Imoch. In order that the nation shall hear when I speak to you. So this way they won't have any doubts as to where you're getting the Torah from. V'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. And through this way they will believe in you forever. V'yagid Moshe es divrei omel Hashem. And Moshe said over the words, and then Moshe gave over the communication of the nation to Hashem. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabbi gave Moshe as Dibriya Omel Hashem. He was, excuse me, now, Rabbi gave Moshe as Dibriya Omel Hashem. Mm-hmm. Now, we see that when they came to Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do it in a way that they will make sure that they know where the Torah is coming from, and through this they will believe in the Torah, they will believe in Him, and they will believe in Moshe forever. Mm. Now we see this another time in the Torah, and that's if we go to Shmos Parshas Bishalach by the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll start from a few psukim before. In Pasuk Chof Ches, Perek Yud Dalet. Vayashuv amayim ve'echasu esorecha ve'saproshim l'chol chel paroi aboyim achareya bayom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, and then Klal Yisrael went through on the dry land, and then Egypt followed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the waters, and He covered all of Egypt and Paro, all of the armies of Paroi and their chariots, they nishar behem ad echod. Not one remained. Ubnei Yisrael hoku v'yabosh b'seich hayom v'amayim lehem chaymo miminom u'misma olam. And the sons of Israel went through on the dry land, and the waters were a wall to them on the right and on the left, their right and left. V'yosha Hashem v'yemahu es Yisrael b'yad Mitzrayim. And at that day Hashem brought salvation to Israel from the hands of Egypt. Vayah Yisrael etz Mitzrayim eis al tzvas hayom. And Israel saw Egypt dead on the shores of the sea. Now this is the pasuk that we're keenly interested in. Vayah Yisrael seyad agdola asher osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. Yisrael saw the great hand which Hashem used against Egypt, by Yeru HaOmes Hashem, and the nation feared Hashem, by Aminu B'Hashem V'Meshe Avdoi, and they believed in Hashem and in Meshe's servant. So here we have a second time. This was before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something and the people believed in Hashem and in Meshe Avdoi. We find this yet a third time. If we go to Parshas Shemos, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was convincing Moshe that he must go back to the nation, to Egypt, and to tell the nation that I have remembered them. And Moshe said, "Vehem lo yaminu li, vehem lo yaminu bi." They will not believe me. And of course, Baruch Hu said they will. And there was a whole discussion. This was all at the burning bush. So the Torah tells us, "Vayilech Moshe v'Aaron v'yasv v'kol zikne b'nei Yisrael." Moshe went back. He met Aaron. They gathered together all of the elders of Israel. "Vayidaber Aaron es kol advarim asher diber Hashem al Moshe," and Aaron said over everything which Hashem had told Moshe at the burning bush. "Vayasa esis le'enei ha'om," and he executed the signs which Hashem gave him in the presence of the nation. "Vayamein ha'om," and the nation believed. "Vayishmu ki fakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael," they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has remembered Klal Yisrael and is going to do something about it. "V'hira es onyom," and he has seen their affliction. "Vayitu vayishtachavu," and therefore all of the nation bowed down to Hashem. So we have three times that it tells us in the Torah that the people believed in Hashem and then ultimately in Moshe Abdo. One time was when Moshe came to announce to the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has remembered you. Another time at the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. And then finally here at Matan Torah. Why do we need three times? The Maral in the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, Perek Mem Zayin, he examines this. And I must thank my eldest son, Ravi, for bringing this Maral to my attention. He says, firstly, when Moshe said to Hashem, "Behem lo yaminu," if I go back and tell them, they're not going to believe me. What did he mean? They do not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're maminim b'nei maminim. They're the sons of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They certainly believe. What he meant is that they won't believe that you are going to come now and take them out of Egypt. They had already reached a stage of Yi'ush. They were in there in Egypt. They were in Gerus for 210 years. And during those 210 years, uprooted from their land, and then later on they became Avodim to Pare, and then later on there was the Inui, all of the affliction, and this was to an Am Shofel, the lowliest of all nations. And this went on from the if we track from the beginning to the end was centuries. They'd given up. People give up after a year, after 2 years. This was centuries. So they had given up. And so Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why should all of a sudden they believe that now you're coming? Where have you been the whole time? So they, for sure, they believed that there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But as far as they were concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already forgotten about them. He's Messiah Das from the world. He takes his mind off of it, and he'll let things go as they go. And he's totally forgotten about them. He's forsaken them. So therefore, Moshe said, they will not believe that you are going to come now, and you have remembered them, and you have heard their cries, and you have seen their affliction, and you're going to come and take them out of all of this. And that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you'll tell them that I came to you and told you this, they will believe. And that's what it states. "Vayamein ha'om, Vayishmu'u ki pokad es Hashem b'nei Yisrael. The nation believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has remembered the b'nei Yisrael. He's not forgotten us. V'chira es onyon. And he has seen our affliction. He has not closed his eyes to us. And he's going to come and do something about us, about it, and take us out. This emuna is emuna in Hashkochas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he created all the world, he doesn't close his eyes from it, but he watches everything, he knows everything that goes on, and he does what he wants about it. And never does he, as he Messiah does, never does he divert his attention, and never does he forget. How can he forget the man that he has created? When Choviv Odom Shenivra Betzelem Elokim, man is the one that he created in his own image. He will not forget him. How will he forget Yisrael? Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Bonim Lamokam. How can he forget Yisrael when he has such a love for Yisrael that he has called them Bonim Lamokam? They are sons to him. Does a person forget his son? And even if many years go by, or many hundreds of years go by, now that's all part of his premeditated plan. And just like a person is created with eyes and he can see, this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has eyes and he can see. Doesn't mean that he has physical eyes, but he has eyes where he can see. What's the proof of it? Because man was created in his image. So if man was given a power to see, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. And just like a person has the power of hearing, this means HaKadosh Baruch Hu also hears. And just like a person has the power of Zikaron, where he remembers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also remembers. Therefore, Bayamein Ha'om Ki Pokar Hashem, that they believed that he has not forgotten us, he remembers us. This was the emuna that not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he's Mashgiach al kol ha'olam. He supervises and executes and takes care of everything. And he gives reward to those who are righteous and to those who fulfill his mitzvahs. And he gives retribution to those who are wicked and who breaks his mitzvahs. And nothing goes by unnoticed, unseen, or nothing is forgotten. This was the emuna that they had at that time. And this is the emuna that they had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Shema Yisrael. He will guard Yisrael. And he will listen to their cries. And he will come and protect them. Now, the source of this emuna is from there. Now, we have another level. The Kafirim, Yimach Shemam, the atheists, they don't believe that there's a Metzius of Hashem. They don't believe he's in the world. They don't believe that he created the world. And you have all types of atheists. You have the evolutionists. Okay. The atheists are worse than the idolaters. the Chazal tell us. Because by the idolaters, they believe that there was some keach, some great force that created the world and that runs the world, supervises the world. Except they were taya, they erred. And even the Chazal bring that even the idolaters, even though they erred and they worshipped other forces that they saw in the world, But they believed that there was an ultimate force over all of the other forces, and that was another force unknown to them. Elokor d'Elokor. A god of all of the gods. The atheists, the evolutionists, Yimach Shemom, they believed there was nothing. No one created the world. No one. No particular force created the world. No one supervises the world. There's no one to be responsible to. And that's why you can have a world which is lives with total irresponsibility and total unaccountability. You're not accountable to anyone, you're not responsible to anyone. And who should you be responsible to, and who should you be accountable to? To energy, to an ape, you see. And that's why they're in the process of destroying the very core of the world. There could be nothing worse than these people. See, nothing. All right. But even those from the other nations of the world that believed that there was a Metzias of Hashem, or even the idolaters, and they believed that there was an ultimate god of all gods, or there is a Metzias of Hashem, it's also a question. How much power does he have? How much power would he utilize? Maybe there are other forces he works together with. Maybe he has shutfim, maybe he has partners. Maybe he's locked into the physical forces of the world, that once he created the world, he gave it over to the physical forces of the Teva, of the nature, which is enormous forces. What can he do? Could be many things he can't do once he created the world. In other words, are there limitations in him? So in other words, even by those nations of the world that always recognize that there's a God, but what are his limitations? Can there be anything without limitations? And even by Klal Yisrael, many times one will wonder, what are his limitations? What can he do? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yisrael and Pare in the world by the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Kriyas Yam Suf. He told Paray, when Paray said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bikolo, who does he think he is that I should listen to him? Who does he think he is that I should listen to him? He didn't actually deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. But he says, who does he think he is that I have to listen to him? Nebuchadnezzar also held. He says, you have a mighty God, but his power is only underwater. Let him come on the dry land and fight me. So mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekele, that I'm obligated to listen to him. I'm the mighty Pare. I'm the monarch of the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Parshas Va'era, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ba'avur Zeh Semaraticho. He says, really, I should kill you right now like a fly, but I'm going to let you live. Ba'avur Har Eischa Eskechi. You want to know who I am? I will show you who I am. I'm going to let you live in order that you will be able to see who I am, you and your whole nation. And not only that, Uleman Sapir Shmi B'chol Ha'oretz, that you and your nation and the others will tell the whole world who I am. You ask me who I am, I will have to let you live so you can see who I am. And there he was referring to the Kriyas Yam Suf, that Pare should live to to see the splitting of the sea. And at the splitting of the sea, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Kol Nefsa, I will show you my powers. What he did in Egypt was limited, because he turned the Nile into blood, but it affected only the Nile River. He struck down the behemoths, the animals of Egypt, but it affected only the animals of Egypt. He killed all of the firstborn, but it was only the firstborn of Egypt. Everything he did in Egypt had limitations. And that's why the Maral writes that the Mechashvim, Paris' wise men, and all of his sorcerers said, Etzba Elakim Hu, it's the finger of Hashem. A finger is limited. But when we came to the sea, it states, Vayboku Hamayim, Hayam Leinemar Ela Hamayim. It doesn't say that he split the sea. It says he split the waters. Kol Mayim Shiba Olam. All of the waters of the world were split at that second. And what are the waters of the world? The waters of the world are one of the greatest forces of all of creation. When he created the world, it states that the waters was machasa, p'nei kol ha'aretz, the waters covered the entire earth. Even now, the waters cover maybe 3/4 of the earth, of the entire globe. And all of the waters in the world were split. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you'll see who I am. But I can do to all of creation. And that's why there it was referred to as Yad Chazoka, not Etzba, a finger, but Yad, a hand. Because it wasn't something just to a degree. It was a Dovah Shalom, it was a Klal. And just like a hand unites all of the fingers, these were his powers. And it states also that when the spies came into Yericho, Jericho, and they went to Rahab, she said, you have nothing to worry about, because we have all heard how HaKadosh Baruch Hu dried up the sea. Leman Saper Shmi B'chol Ha'aretz. And at that time Moshe is saying, Shomu Amin Ki Yugozu, Chil Ochas Yesh Ve'Peloshes, that fear and tremble went through all of the nations of the world. So therefore it states, V'yar Yisrael Esayar Agdola, that Yisrael saw the great hand, Asherosa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, which he did in Mitzrayim, and this is right after it states that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the seas and he brought back the waters. And this also was the completion, the finality of the destruction of Egypt and the freedom of Klal Yisrael. By Yirom Es Hashem, and they feared Hashem, by Aminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe servant. So here they came to another level in Amunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Od Melvadoi. There is no power in the world besides him. There is nothing else in the world outside of Hashem, because everything in the world draws its power from him. He created everything and he can control everything. And he is the Hakol Yochel. He's Al Hakol. He reigns over everything, everyone. And this is what they saw. So this was another degree of Emunah that they came to. And actually, this is the first level. But it just happened. I mean, this is the first level, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person believes that there is a creator, and a creator of everything, and nothing has any power if it doesn't draw their power from the creator. Therefore, he's ala kol, he's above all. But the other is mentioned first is because at that time they weren't doubting what Hashem was or what he could do. But they said very good what he could do and what he can do and what he was. But will he do? He's left us. He's forsaken us. He's forgotten about us. He doesn't want us anymore. Will he do? So there they had to first believe that Hashem heard all their cries. And Pokat, he has remembered them and he will not forget them. He will take care of them. He's their Shemer. Now, there was still one thing missing though. When Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them the Torah. And the Torah is his Chemde Genuza, his most prized jewel, which he created even before he created the world. And in the Torah are all of his greatest secrets and wisdom and his mitzvahs. And he was going to give it just to Israel, not to any other nations, because all the nations didn't want it. And this is the Torah we have. We can still ask the question, how do we know this Torah came from Hashem? How do we know it came from Shemayim? How do we know that it's not man-written? All kind of nations have documents and manuscripts and have laws and have constitutions, and they're made by men. Made by men, they're created by men, they're destroyed by men. They're amended by men, and they're fashioned by men. And so the Torah also. And even many, many nations, they also have doctrines that they claim were given to them from heavens. They were given to them by prophets. There's no lack of nations like that. So Torah is another one. What is our proof that the Torah is any better? And this bothered HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Right? I'll give them the Torah. But what will be? I mean, how will they know? How will they know it's my Torah? That every word and every sentence, prat uklal, everything in particular, everything in general, is all from me. The answer is because Moshe will tell them. Who says that they put so much trust in Moshe? So Moshe is a prophet. The world lacks no false prophets. So how will they know? So there had to be another emunah. There had to be another level of belief. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. He said to Moshe as follows. Vayema Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm not going to call you up to the mountain and give you my Torah when nobody else is there, and then you come down and present it to them. Because what will be? How will they know? But it's the Torah what I wrote, it's the Torah what I gave. Hinei anechi ba'elecha bi'av ha'onom. But I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to come to you in a thick, heavy cloud. Ba'avurji, and all of the nation will be there. Kodesh Baruch Hu had commanded that every single person, man, woman, and child, is to be present at Har Sinai. This will not be given second hand, but the whole nation will hear when I speak to you. and then they will believe, they will know that this is the Torah which I have given. V'gam becho yaminu le'olam, and they will also believe in you forever. V'yageid Moshe es divrei omer Hashem, and then Moshe went on with, Moshe was relaying messages back and forth. This emunah is the emunah that Torah is mishamayim. The Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Abdei. And this is not something that we heard from another person. It's not something that was told to us second hand or third hand, but we saw, we heard, and we were there. And this is the source of that emunah. Now, these three emunahs, the first, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, and everything he created, and there's no one else, and therefore every power is submissive to him. Secondly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget his creations, but he constantly supervises what goes on in the world, and he constantly judges the world. This is the emunah in the Hashgachas Hashem, and he's constantly Shema Yisrael, guards Yisrael. And thirdly, that he gave his Torah to Klal Yisrael, and this is his Torah, every word and every sentence of it. And he gave it through Moshe Avdo. And this is why it's called Torah's Moshe. These three emunas, the Maral brings, is actually parallel, correlate with the Gimel Regolim, the three Yamtovim that we have. On Chag HaPesach, so was Nisgala the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was shown to the whole world who the Creator is and what kind of powers does he have without any limitations. In Chag HaShavuos is the Emunah, the Torah came from him through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chag HaSukkos, that is with Nisgala to us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises, is Mashgiach who Shemeresh Yisrael. Because Sukkot represents the days of the Midbar, of the desert. We were 40 years in the desert. 40 years in a desert where a person, and this were millions of people, where a person cannot survive more than a few days. And there we lived in great comfort. We had the spring and the well of Miriam. We had the morn, which came from heaven. We had the Anani HaKovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clouds of honors that protected us and made highways for us and did everything we needed for needed. And that was the Inyan of Sukkot. Sukkot is the Inyan of Shmira, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards us. And this is what we say, Ufreis Aleinu Sukkah Shlamecho. So these are the correlate to the Gimel Regolim, and the Maral writes are called a rego because it's something that stands on 3 feet, 3 legs, and anything that stands on 3 legs, if you take even one away, it all collapses. Now, we'll go a step further. We have the emunah, the belief in who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in that he does not take his mind off, even for one instant, from all of his creations, and especially Klal Yisrael, he watches over. And that he gave us the Torah, that Torah is his Torah, through Moshe Rabbeinu. That last level, we're going to add 2 points to. One is, the Midrash Tanchuma tells us, in Parshas Pikudei, Os Gimel, Shekol aneshamos shohayamin odam harishain ushiyu atzeif kol ha'ilam, all of the souls which were, which are to be, or were from the time of the first man until the time of the Ketz Hayomim, the end of the world, kulan nivru b'sheishish yemei bereishis, they were all created during the 6 days of creation. That means there are no new souls. When a new child is born, it's not a new soul. Medrash brings that the Malach comes and he brings the tipah, he brings the drop of the seed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it and examines it, and he's gazer on what that person is going to be physically. Is he going to be tall or short, female, male, female, strong or weak, wealthy or poor, clever or not so clever? All of these are decreed. Aval tzadik v'rosh alei nema, but he'll never decree whether he's going to be righteous or not. That's left to the person. And then he tells the angel, I need a soul now for this. Neshama. See, he calls up a soul from Gan Eden, because all of the neshamas were created at the beginning of the world. Kulan nivra b'sheish shmei b'reishis v'kulam b'Gan Eden, and they're all stored in Gan Eden. So he calls up the soul, and actually the Medrash tells us there's a whole argument. The soul says, I'm very happy where I am. Why do I have to leave? I don't want to go there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be gazed around him, and that's what it says, Balkocha Chato Neileid. Now, and then the angel gets the soul and he puts him in the seed, and then they take it back and plants it into the embryo, into the womb of the mother. But now it tells us something else. It says, all of these souls, at least of Israel, Hoyu b'Matan Torah. Right. All of the souls were at Matan Torah. And then it quotes a pasuk. Where's the proof of this? Because in Parshas Nitzavim, before Moshe's death, he gathers all the people together. And he says to them as follows. He says, Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem livnei Hashem elokeichem. You are all gathered here together before Hashem. Rosheichem, shibteichem, the heads of your tribes, zikneichem, v'sheitreichem, the elders, your law enforcement officers, kol ish Yisrael, tapchem, v'sheichem, v'gercho, asher bekerev machanecho. Everyone. In order that we are going to confirm the covenant between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a little later he says, and I'm not just confirming this covenant with you who are standing before me. But we are confirming this covenant with all of those who are standing here before us today, before Hashem, and with all of those who are not standing before us today. So what does it mean we are confirming a covenant with all of those who are not here? So the Medrash says, because every Jew that is to be born, or any nation that comes to join Klal Yisrael, their souls all stood at Har Sinai, and they saw and heard everything that took place at Har Sinai. Kulan hoya b'matan Torah, shenemar ki yas asher yeshnei pa imono emed hayom, v'yas asher enenu pa imono hayom. Now, a second point. The Rambam writes in Perichas of Yisodi HaTorah that of all of the abunas which Klal Yisrael acquired, the greatest was the one at Har Sinai. That was greater and stronger than all of those prior. And that's why it states there, V'lochein ksiv gam b'cho yaminu le'olam, le'olam. By the others, it does not write le'olam forever. It states that they believed. They heard what Moshe said, that Hashem did not forget them. They believed, v'yamin. Or they saw the sea split and the mighty hand, v'yaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe abdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. But it doesn't say le'olam. But here by Har Sinai, it says the gam b'cho yaminu le'olam, and also in you they will believe forever. Now, why? Why is this one stronger than all of the others? So the Rambam explains. He says, in the prior cases, they did not actually see, and they did not actually hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw happenings. They saw all of the makos, all of the 10 plagues. The happenings. They saw the sea split. They saw that they were taken out of Mitzrayim, Egypt. They saw the great miracles. But actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see him as much as a human being can see, or to hear him, that they didn't. That Moshe did. Moshe spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw him as much as anyone could. It states ponim el ponim. He spoke to him like two friends. But people didn't. But here on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to engrave in their hearts and their souls forever. Gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. What was taking place? That it was his Torah and he was giving it to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes that even when we see great miracles and it brings us to great heights of Amuna, but still Yesh Mokum the Baldin Lachlek, Yesh Piskin Pela Kefrim, there's still room for an atheist to squirm in. And like we see, he says, how do you know? How do you know the sea split because of that? Maybe it was an earthquake. Maybe it was a cyclone. Maybe it was a typhoon. How do you know? He said, how do you know this is why you went out of Egypt? And they give you all the baloney. So this place, yesh, mokum lebaldin lachlek. This place for the mice and the rats to squeeze in. And ki orcho lono hayomin, and after a long period of time, who knows, a person's heart, liboy choluk, could be of two minds. You know, maybe there is a doubt. They bring so many proofs and so much technology and so forth. Meulai, maybe there's a doubt. But the Rambam writes, this is all on things that you yourself didn't see or you yourself didn't hear. But he says, when you see something and you hear something, he says, no, then you don't listen to that. Nobody's going to tell me what I saw, and nobody's going to tell me what I heard. You can believe what you want, but I saw it and I heard it. And this is what the Rambam writes, and this is what Rashi brings in Chumash. And that's why it states in the Parsha, consistently, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Now, he says, don't you come to me. You bring all of the people to Har Sinai, every one of them. Everyone. And by that he meant, not only everyone, but every neshama too will be there. Every neshama that's going to be created from Klal Yisrael. And I want that when I, whatever I tell you, Mesha, they will also hear me speaking back and forth to you. Bavo yishma ha'om bedabri imoch. And then he said, "Vayhi bayem ashlishi." It was the third day, b'yesha boker, and in the morning, "Vayhi kolos uvrokim," and there were loud claps of thunder and lightning, "va'onon," and a heavy cloud descended, "kovid alahor," on the mountain, "v'kol shefor chozok me'od," and the sound of the shofar, an enormous blast, started to carry on. Vayecherad kol ha'om asher b'machaneh, the millions of people. There were millions of people in Klal Yisrael. 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60. It's not counting the women. It's not counting the enormous amount of children they had, because they were having children at six at a time. Shisha b'keresach, some say 12 at a time. This was why Paro got so frightened from them. And it's not counting those over 60. And it's not counting also the Erev Rav that came with them. So you're talking of a camp of millions, and the whole camp, Vayechrat Kolom Asher B'machaneh, started to tremble. Vayotzei Moshe So'om Likras Elokim Min HaMachaneh. And Moshe took out the whole nation. He brought him to the bottom of the mountain. State that Moshe led the people out, like you lead a collar to the chosen. Har Sinai Oshan Kulay, and all of Har Sinai was up in smoke. Bibnei Asher Yorad Olav Hashem Ba'esh, fire descended on the mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the fire. Vayal Ashanei Kiyashin HaKivshon, and the smoke came out like from a fiery furnace. Vayechrat Kol Ha'or Mi'od, and the whole mountain trembled. Vayhi Kol HaShofer Holech V'Chosek Mi'od, and the blast of the shofar, instead of getting weaker, it kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And they heard Moshe Yidaber, and they heard Moshe speak. Velakim Yanen V'Kol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. And it states, what does it mean, Yanena Bakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu reinforced Moshe's voice that it could be heard through the entire camp, all of the people there. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai el Reish Ahor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on the mountain. Yefshe b'mokom acher. They saw the sound waves. What is impossible in any other place. Not only did they hear the thunder, they could see it with their eyes. They called a shofar, and they heard. They saw and they heard the call a shofar. Vayara om, and when the nation heard this, they ran back. Moshe had to bring them back. They became so afraid, and they didn't. They wanted to come and hear from Hashem. They told Moshe, "No, we can't stay here. We'll die. You must stay here. You speak to Hashem, and then you'll give us the Torah later." They were afraid. That's why only the first two of the Aseres Hadibros of the Ten Commandments did they hear directly from Hashem. The rest they had to hear via Moshe Rabbeinu. And when it states, the whole nation saw and the whole nation heard, that means all without an exception. So Rashi brings the Chazal, Malamed Shalei Bahem Echad Tsuma. From here we see that there was not one blind person. He was Nisrapa, he was cured. And that there was not one deaf person. He was cured. So not only do we have the miracles of Har Sinai, which were many, many, but there were no exception to who heard and who saw. Everyone. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said, Al tiro, don't be afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedavke wants you here, so it will be engraved in your hearts and your souls forever that Hashem has spoken to you, that you have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nation still stood back. But then they saw Moshe Nigash El Arofel. He went into the darkness, Shom Elakim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they heard the whole Torah being given there. And then Hashem said to Moshe, Kosomar El Bnei Yisrael, this is what you are to tell the sons of Israel, Atem Re'isem. You have seen with your own eyes, Kimina Shomaim Dibati Mochem, that I have spoken to you from the heavens. You have seen this. The Torah tells us in Parshas Veschanan, that's in Dvorim Dalet, in Pasuk Lamed Beis. Moshe saying, go and ask any nation in the world, go and ask any Gentile in the world, go and ask any of their people or their prophets, has this ever happened since the creation of the world? Hashoma Om Kol Elakim Medabra Mitecha Esh, that any nation heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, a nation. You have many false prophets. Actually, some of the so-called greatest religions of the world, if you'll study their sources, you'll find that it started with some individual's dream. Some of the greatest. He had a dream, dreamt a certain thing, and from there he came and started a religion. It's Kahara Toli Besar, like a mountain which is supported by a hair. So even according to their claims, they say our religion, well, it's Al-Zayn Muhammad or Yoshka, whoever it is, our religion is a prophecy from heaven. Who had the prophecy? So and so, that individual. Here Moshe tells the people, go through all of history. Has there ever been a time when an entire nation heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak? Hashoma Am Kol Elakim Medabe Mitecha Eish Kashe Shomato Ato Vayechi. Has there ever been an instance when an entire nation had the same prophecy? An entire nation, millions of people, and there was no contradiction between any two people there, that heard the Torah being given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, and they still live to tell the story. And then there were all of the miracles of Mitzrayim. And then in Pasuk Lamed He, Ato Horeso Ladas, you were shown to know Ki Hashem Ol Elkim Ein Og Milvadai. Now this is a very, very important Pasuk. Ato Horeso Ladas, you were shown to know. What does it mean you were shown to know? Ki Hashem is God, and there was no one else besides him, no other power whatsoever. What does it mean shown? So Rashi tells us, Kishinosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah Posach Lehem Zayin Rikim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Torah and they were standing at the foot of Sinai and they looked up, the Chazal tell us that there are seven levels to the heavens. Seven heavens. Each one has its own name. Ukishem shekores elyonim kakores atachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the seven heavens. And all of the seven heavens opened up. This is what they saw. And they could see straight up beyond all of the heavens. And what did they see? Beroshu yechidi. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Now what is it? What it means? They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something which is difficult to understand. It means that they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as close as a person could see. But this means they came, each one came to the greatest heights of prophecy, like a Yecheskel Ben Buzi. You have nations in the world that pride themselves and built entire religions because one of their people had a dream. It was millions of people, and they could see right up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not by yediya, this is not something you know. You were shown to know this. You saw. And min hashamayim hishmi'ach es kol le'yasreko. You heard it coming from the heavens. You heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice from the heavens. And it extended all the way to the earth in a great fire. And you heard the Torah come from the fire. See, this is what Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael. And the Rashi brings that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to see and to hear, because what a person hears from someone else, libay cholok, he could be of two minds, but what he sees himself, what he hears himself, no, that no one can tell him differently. So this is the second principle which is unique in Maamar Har Sinai. Therefore it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am going to come myself, I'm going to give you the Torah in the presence of all of the people. They will hear and see exactly what's going on, so they will believe in me, in my Torah, that the Torah is from me. V'gam b'cho yaminu l'aylam, and they will believe in you forever. Now this is very important, that they will believe in you forever, because without belief in Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Torah is bottled, the whole Torah is finished. Because how do we know? It was Moshe that taught us the Torah. It was Moshe that explained the Torah to us. Moshe kibul Torah misinai, u'masrol Yeshua. Yeshua gave him. So all of the Torah that we have came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Moshe Rabbeinu. If the link of Moshe Rabbeinu is faulty, if we have a doubt to Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's no Torah. If ain't Moshe, ain't Torah. And this is why it's called Nevuas Moshe. The whole Torah is the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Begam b'cho yamin la'olam." I will impress and engrave on their hearts and their souls not only the Torah is from me, but it was given through you, and you're the ones that taught the people, and they will not doubt you. This is the great kfira of someone that doubts Torah's Moshe. What is begam, and also the Rabbi Sharkol Nevim? There will be other prophets that will stand up, and if those prophets will fulfill the qualifications, then Moshe teaches us in his Torah, then we will believe them also. If they don't fulfill the qualifications, there'll be a Novi Sheker, there'll be a false Novi, a false prophet. We're obligated to put them to death. But if they'll fulfill the obligations that Moshe teaches us in the Torah, what a Novi should be, Gam Becho Yaminu La'olam, then we will believe in them just like we believe in you, Moshe. And these were all of the great prophets that we had after that came only to strengthen the prophecy of Moshe, never to destroy the prophecy of Moshe. That's impossible. Because they come old, Novi Kemoshe, there'll never be another prophecy like Moshe. And this is why he was called Rabban Shokol HaNavim. He was the Rebbe of all the Navim, of all the prophets. This is why that when we teach, the Gemara says that you have a child, so it says that as soon as he can start talking, it says then Aviv, his father, should start to speak to him, Loshon HaKodesh in Hebrew, and teach him Me'at me'at psukim. If you can't, little child this old, you can't sit down to teach him Aleph Beis or how to read yet. But you speak to him certain psukim. So he says, what is the first pasuk you speak? You give him Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. It's the first pasuk. It is the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. In Perek Lulav Arava. Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. Moshe has commanded us, has given us this Torah. And then you teach him Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that God is one, He's our God, and He's the only God. But first we teach him Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, because this we know only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through the Torah which Moshe gave us. And this is what was impressed and engraved on Kol Yisrael at the time of the giving of the Torah. From here we can understand also a Medrash, which it states that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started, was ready to create the world, all of the Asiyas, all of the letters lined up, and each one came to Hashem and said, create the world with me. And first came the Tov, and the Tov prided himself because he has the greatest numerical value. He has a numerical value up to a 400. And for various reasons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected him. And then came the Shin, and then the Resh, and then the Kuf, and all down the line. And each one HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected. Then came the Beis. And the Beis said, create the world with me, because Brocha starts with the Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, that's good. The world needs Brocha. So he used the Beis, and the Beis is the first letter of the Sefer Torah. Bereishis Bore Elokim. Because the world was the Brocha of Hashem. Meanwhile, the Aleph was sidelined. He never even got a chance to talk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, well, why don't you say something? He said, what can I say? I have the smallest numerical value of everyone. He says, I'm one. Nothing. He says, I don't stand a chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ata Echad Ani Echad. You're one and I'm one. I'm saving you for something bigger and better. What was that? He says, when I come to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Sinai, the first letter they will hear will be you. The first thing they heard was Anochi. Starts with an Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Lo yeh lecha elohim acherim, there are no others. I am one. Now, what's the explanation in this? the giving of the Torah was actually far greater than the creation of the world. Why? Because the giving of the Torah is the source of the world. The creation was the mere manifestation of the Torah. States HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah almost 1,000 generations before the creation. And when he created the Torah, he carried the Torah around like an architect, a builder carries his plans around. He created it from the Torah. Is all the creation was the manifestation of the Torah. And that's what bracha is. See, bracha, when you see plants grow, you see fruit grow, that's a bracha. But where did it come from? It didn't come from nowhere. It came from the seed that was planted. That's its source. That's its shoresh. That's its source. The creation was the bracha that came from its source, the bracha that grew from the source. The source was the Torah. Now, the growth is many. You'll see a tree, and you could see it could be laden with 1,000 different fruits, but it has to be coming from one source. So base is good. Base is the ribuy. Base is where the numerical value first starts to multiply, increase. I use you for the creation of the world, but that's not the source of the world. The Aleph, I'm saving you for the source. There's only one source, and that's me. Anechi Hashem Elokecha. And that's what I'm going to reveal only to Yisrael and Har Sinai. That I am the source of everything. And here's my Torah where I write it. And therefore the first word that they heard was Anochi. That was with the Aleph. And from here, we understand one other thing. That how is it that a young child generally does not have difficulty believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, he supervises the world, and he gave us his Torah, while when it comes to the Ummah Yisraelim, the nations of the world, there you have the most brilliant philosophers and brilliant writers and brilliant scientists, and they grapple with this for generations upon generations upon generations, and they still do not come to the truth. The answer is because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Moshe told the people, you heard and you saw. And everyone of Klal Yisrael was standing there, and therefore Ein li b'choluk, there can be no doubts in your heart. It's engraved, it's imbued in you, and therefore from Klal Yisrael can come great giants in the heights of Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to what everything we said, it comes out that Shavuos is actually unique, has a unique perspective from the other Yom Tovim, because for two reasons. Firstly, this was the greatest impact of Emunah that came to Klal Yisrael. Began b'chol yaminu la'olam, that from here Klal Yisrael will believe forever, and in Moshe Rabbeinu forever. And secondly, on every Yantif, what took place then makes an impact in the world, and it comes back again each year at that time. For example, Pesach was Cherus, so all of the lights and the Kiddusha of the Cherus come back on the Pesach, and we can perceive them again. And the same thing, the Madregas, the levels of Amunah, the same thing with Sukkos. But Shavuos is even stronger. That level of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is that he gave us, and how it's mishamayim, it's right from him, and it's part of him. That's not something that happened to others, that happened to us. Because it doesn't say that all of the neshamas were present at the Yetzias Mitzrayim, or all the neshamas were present in the Midbar, the desert. But it says all of the neshamas were present at Har Sinai. So we are re-experiencing not something that others experienced at that time and it made an impact in the world, in the creation. But we're experiencing what we ourselves experienced at that time. And it also made such an impact on the world and the creation. So this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when I give you the Torah, I want everyone to be there and everyone to hear and see exactly what's going on, in order that my Torah will be safeguarded by Klal Yisrael forever. We should all be zecher to have a Chag Shavuot Sameach, a great Chag Matan Toraseinu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.